Still reeling from Katrina and Rita. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox.
Everything that we take for granted every day of our lives, fuel, power, food, water, everything along those lines in South Louisiana is still in short supply. And it just can't be made fast enough to get down here to take care of us.
Mike Dana of the Louisiana Farm Bureau describing the situation for many of the farmers still in his state after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita ripped through last month. Today, still many folks are without power and underwater. And with temperatures still in the mid-90s, Dana says it's just adding insult to injury.
There's not a single commodity from the very southern parishes to the very northeastern parishes in Louisiana that have not been impacted from either the losses, infrastructure, markets, cash flow. I mean, some of the banks that farmers dealt with down in the southwest part of the state, those banks are gone.
Dana says the combined farm income losses from the two hurricanes now total nearly $1.5 billion, and that doesn't take into account the loss of infrastructure, such as equipment and buildings.
Katrina taxed every telephone, every power pole, every spool of power line, every transformer, every lift station. I mean, there's just none of this stuff available. I mean, they're having to manufacture it, and as fast as it's being manufactured, it's being used up. There are just simply no supplies on hand.
In Mississippi, the picture is just as bleak. Greg Gibson with the Mississippi Farm Bureau says the loss to the timber industry is estimated at $1.3 billion. After that, the biggest impact went to the poultry industry.
Roughly 2,400 houses that were damaged. 300 were totally destroyed, and 6 million birds were lost.
Now, it's hard to comprehend the losses to the ag industry along the Gulf Coast, and to help out farmers hit from these storms, you can visit Farm Bureau's website at fb.org. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.